Hello, I'm Kirsten, and you're listening to FMS One Radio. Today I'm here with Sam Lovett and Evan Canterbury.
Hello. Hey, so we're going to be talking about middle school bullying.
So our first report is from Elena at FMS in 8th grade.
Elena said, "At my old school in 6th grade, I had this old friend who would always act my friend 1 second and turn to another girl and talk about me behind my back. She would make me feel like I was worthless to the point to where I just wanted to give up. When I moved, I was relieved because I thought I would never have to worry about it again, but I was wrong. She would message me all the time, and it continued to tear me down. Finally, I decided I had enough and stuck up for myself."
That's great, Elena.
Yeah, it really is. I'm glad that you stuck up for yourself. All of us end up having that kind of experience, and moving is already a lot of stress. With school and your friend bullying you, that's a lot. You're such a strong girl.
Now we have one from a girl who doesn't want her name said. She is 13 and she had some serious stuff, so here she is.
From Anonymous. "Bullying is bad. When I was in 6th grade, I had no friends. Always thought that I was going to be alone, and I was bullied and picked on by these boys who thought that their goal was to bully me. Until I met my friends and I finally knew that I was not alone, and here I am now, living my best life, all because I got friends, and these boys decided to stop picking me." She's right. Bullying is not okay. Bullying can have some serious consequences. I never really had boys pick on me in school. Even though in my middle school years, I didn't look like most girls. I had short hair like the boys, and I wore boyish clothes. I never really followed girls.
Now we have a report from a 14-year-old, Rosie.
Rosie said, "Bullying is bad because it can lead to people harming themselves. I was bullied from 6th grade all the way to 8th grade. I'm still getting bullied by the same boys at my school, but I have friends to help me through my bad times." Rosie is right. They are with the other girl. Bullying is not okay. It's very serious. I know a few of my middle school friends harmed themselves.
Right.
Now from Georgia. Georgia said, "I didn't really have a hard time with bullying. There were a few times where people would call me names, but that's really it. It kind of stopped after 6th grade. The real problem was when I would hear that people would bully my friends. I would get really mad, and sometimes I felt like I wanted to punch a hole in the wall. But then everyone would tell me not to worry about it, and I would just let go."
That's good that it never happened to you.
I think it's good that she left it alone. I believe that if your friends tell you about someone bullying them, then you shouldn't do anything unless they ask you to, because if you do something and it could make your friends seem scared to stick up for themselves, it would also make them seem small.
And it would get worse.
Right. Now we have a report from Dustin. Dustin said, "I stutter a lot and I have been made fun of for it, and I get really depressed from it. Even though I went to speech, it wasn't working, and it's even got to the point where I try to fight the people who bully me for it. It did stop, but people comment about it every now and again." Dustin, it seems like you're a very strong boy. I just want you to know that you're not alone. I used to stutter, and Evan could back me up on this. Evan can back me up on it. I would stutter every 4 words. I was bullied in elementary school for it. Kids could tell that I was mad because I wouldn't stutter at all. I feel you, Dustin.
People commenting on it is going to happen. Kids may wonder about it, and it may hurt your feelings, but if the kid's commenting on it on purposely hurting your feelings, then that's not okay.
Physical violence is never okay. It's never the answer.
Now we have one from a kid named James.
James said, "People pushed me around a lot and called me names."
I feel like that's what a lot of kids do. I personally did it on purpose, but I may have been mean out of anger.
Right.
Here's one from Elodie, who was in 8th grade.
Elodie said, "A lot of people would just call me fat when I'm obviously not. It's good that you didn't believe them. I personally think that you're a very beautiful girl."
This is very good that you didn't believe them, Elodie.
Now, here's Flower. Flower is in 8th grade. Is in 8th grade and 13 years old.
Flower said, "So people would make fun of me and told me that I was fat and stupid. They made fun of me because I was not like them. I lost my front tooth and they called me names about it."
Oh no, I'm sorry, Flower. That's horrible.
You are not fat and stupid, and who cares if you're not like them? I remember a quote by a YouTuber by the name of Phil Lester, who is known by Amazing Phil. It's good to be strange, because normalness leads to sadness, and I think that is completely true.
Yes, all of us are a bit strange.
Right. Like, we can have a few things in common, like Evan and I have blonde hair, while Sam has red hair. And Sam and Evan have blue eyes. I have hazel. Then Evan is taller than Sam and I both, and I'm taller than Sam. We're all different. None of us are meant to be the same.
Right.
Now we have a report from a 14-year-old Jackson who turned 14, who just turned 14. Happy birthday, Jackson.
Jackson's report is, on my first year in middle school, I used to not worry much about my looks till comments from people around me came to my mind. I became insecure, but I still am happy for the friends who helped me. It's good that you have friends who help you.
Yes, it is.
Now we have one from Jesse. Jesse's a 13-year-old boy.
Jesse reported, on my first year in middle school, this girl was bullying me because I wore some other things. As a girl, myself, personally, I wouldn't bully someone for what they wear because maybe they aren't as fortunate as you maybe. I know that growing up, my mom struggled a lot. Now that I have two little siblings and my brother is really sick, we struggle more than ever. And on top of that, my mom, brother, and I all need glasses, and it's around Christmas. Christmas has always been hard on my family.
Right, Kirsten's right. Some people aren't as fortunate as others. Some may live in a one-bedroom apartment with siblings and their parents, and another might live in a five-bedroom house.
I personally live in a small two-bedroom house with my parents, two brothers, a little sister, with seven puppies, a full-grown dog, four cats, and two chickens outside.
Now here's a report from a 14-year-old who doesn't want his name to be said.
From Sans56. People think bullies are cool, but it's not. Every day and every year, kids get bullied, and they get hurt a lot.
That is so true. Bullying is not cool.
Right.
Now, coming from 14-year-old Alea.
Alea said, this isn't my personal bullying experience, but my cousin was bullied badly in middle and high school, and kids were hurting her mentally and physically. One day, my aunt came home and found her. My cousin took her life at 16. Bullying is not cool. Now, this is mine. When I was 11 and in 6th grade, kids found out that I lost my dad in 5th grade due to a car accident, and I have PTSD from it. And kids called me kid without a dad until, like, my 7th grade ending year, like, the year of 7th grade ending. And I told them that me being called that hurt badly because I was so close to my dad. But they continued to do it. I ended up skipping school, and my attendance was ruined. And in my 8th grade year, I started dating a boy who was in high school, and I was completely oblivious to this. But at the high school, rumors had started from his ex-girlfriend and a girl that had a crush on my brother. When my brother rejected her, she started going after me, and she knew she was hurting me. I was and still am 14, and I'm scared to go to the high school in 5 months. That's horrible. I'm so sorry about your dad.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Well, that's all.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us, kids, on FMS One Radio. Thank you, Sam and Evan, for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for inviting me.
Have a good day, 8th grade. Bye.